Oh, Aaron, come quickly. We're just about to start. Don't miss it. We're on the Kuf Ayin Hay. Derech Tes Zay. You're not even shocked, though. When we met yesterday, we finished Derech Dalet. We're now on Derech Tes Zay. Don't you feel like you missed something?
Yeah.
So we did the others very quickly while you were missing. You came late. You missed a lot of stuff. No, we're jumping. We're jumping. Why? Because I think this is whatever. I need to learn this myself. Okay. B'miut Schoira. The minimizing of business. Now we'll see. We're not going to focus on minimizing business here. We're going to focus on there's a positive negative here. The negative is you have to be mamayit. But there's a positive that it says mamayit. It doesn't say stop legamre. It says to be mamayit Schoira. So everybody in this room is already mamayit Schoira. Otherwise you wouldn't be sitting in this room. You'd be out there working, right? That everyone has learning 3/4 day, half day, whatever it is, means you're in the world of Mitzchayim. What we're going to learn from this way is something else. We're going to learn our business Shelachayim. What can we learn from Chayim? From business. Atah ba'am. You are a corporation. You're a business, yeah? Af echad lo yoichel oichel popcorn kol hayom bli shemes lo. Nobody can eat popcorn the whole day without it making him feel ick. Right? Honey, the most delicious thing in the world, okay? Honey, you know, the first teaspoon is Gan Eden, and then, you know, by the time you get to the bottom of the barrel, you are sick from it, right? Unless you're Winnie the Pooh. But we're all trying to be a little bit more choshev than Winnie the Pooh, right? Even though Winnie Pooh is probably the most popular person in Israel, right? You take a vote amongst the Frum kids who should be the next Prime Minister, they'd all vote for Winnie the Pooh, yeah? He's probably more qualified than anybody else. Aval, kishemeduba bekesef, when you talk about money, ha'oila mole banashim shenivlo lechilotin betei ha'kreire shelehem. What's kreire?
Career.
Kreire shelehem. Okay, sorry.
Career.
I got time with English here. My English is not so good. It's hard speaking Hebrew today unless you've got a good mastery of the English language. But in the world of money, you think that the guy will get enough already. The guy's got $30 million, yeah? It's enough to live on. I mean, that's a lot of money, right? You think he'd be nimas already. I mean, how much money can I... $30 million, how much... No. Yeah, it's $1 million, but I need to say, sorry, I've got $1 million, but I want $10 million. Kamo shomei chazal ala pasha, oy kesef, lo yishova kesef. Lo yishova kesef. Person loves money, there's not enough money in the world to make him feel satisfied. If he's got 100, he wants 200. He just thinks, oh, if I just get 200, that's it, all my problems solved. He gets 200, what does he want? No, he needs 400. Does he have 400, what does he need? 800. You ever see a guy who's worth $30 million and you come offer him a deal, he can make $100,000. You ever say to the other guy, turn around and say to you, I've got enough money, leave me alone, I'm making more deals. Yeah? You ever heard of such a guy? I know people 75 years old, right? The guy retired. He sold his business for $150 million. Okay? The guy retired. He doesn't have to ever worry about anything ever more, right? 3 years later, the other guy lost everything. What happened? He got involved in a deal and a business and a stuff. What are you doing business for? What happened to you? Yeah, because you've got $72 million, you've got $150 million, you want $300 million. So what do? You go for it. It sounds like I'm talking nonsense, right? That count, there's no one like that out there. We see it all the time. All the time. All these guys that were booming 3-4 years ago were making hundreds of millions of dollars. Why don't they have money today? Where are they? Hey, they lost it because Yesh Mono wrote some time. So why, Lama, why does that work? Why is it not like popcorn and honey? Mishum Shah Kesef Mesemol Hano. Because money is a sign of pleasure. It's a passport to pleasure. Hu hapitiyoin shemaftiach ke'ilu hakol. It's that thing which ke'ilu promises you everything. If you have this, you have everything. Everything. That's what it promises. That's the mezuyaf of money. If you've got money, everything's taken care of, right? You don't feel that? Anybody doesn't feel that at some part of the day before your second kicks in, you lied to yourself. We all feel that. Oh, if I just had another $100, if I just had another $1,000, everything would be fine. Yeah? We're not. If you're not like that, let me know how you do it. הדרך השש הזה היא במיית סחוירה. הקטן תעסקים, it's minimized סחוירה, make your business dealings a little bit smaller. מובן שיש כאילו שצריכים להוריד בכדי שיהיה מה לשים על השולחן. It's obvious, people they need to work in order to put what's on the table. אבל יועצים מדע עסקים עלולים לסחוף אותך כליל. But more than is necessary business is likely to uproot everything. הלכל יועץ מוידר לדיפס המומן שלך. ולשאית לשלוט בו. First you have to admit that there's a רדיפס המומן. There's a רדיפס המומן. And you have to have a yearning to control it. אם אתה מסוגל לעזוב את העסק שעה אחת קודם על מנת לבלוט שעה נוספת על המשפחה, if you're able to close your office, yeah, or close your computer, whatever you're doing an hour early now and again, and go home and play with the kids, סימן שבלחוצך לבצע החלטה מודעת של תפקוד על פסי העדיפות נכון. So that's a sign that the person knows how to prioritize what's important and what's not. אם כן, תשתמש בתפונה זו, use this understanding, להקדיש כמה שיש זמן לתורה וירושלים. Try and find more and more time that you can be mekadesh, that you can set aside for Torah Yerushalayim. Close your office 10 minutes early. Stay at davening 5 minutes longer. Guys run out of davening early to go to business. Well, listen, it's most ridiculous. If you think about it, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You're going to be over the rots in Hashem in order to get Hashem to give you more money. So, and the truth is, we're all that mishugana, right? If it's not done in Gan early, it's in other areas, it's in other little grey areas in business, you know, you put your foot on the scale when no one's looking. Well, we all do the little, I don't know, Isurim Lagamre, but at least, you know, indications that we don't really believe in Hashem. Try and imagine Adam, Sha'olah Rakevet in the Seer shall come ashort. God's going on a 5-hour train journey, right? Miyad lachar shityashev al makoymo hoitzi mikeilav to manat kir v'chein vilon. He takes out a picture of a window and of a curtain. V'achel litzlot otam al akir v'achalon. He puts a picture of the window on the wall and he puts a picture of the curtain over the window. Chavarev lekaron hitzbiu alav cheichu b'rachmanut. The people sitting in the coach with him kind of, you know, smile in sympathy for this guy, Nebuch, Rachmanus. Who shoel? Haim b'karon harakevet lo sholtes karne ha-shemesh? Is it not true that the sun's rays are beaming into this coach? ומה רע להנות במשך הנסיעה מתפונת קיר יפה? Took a picture of a keel, of a wall. Yeah? And a curtain. And he put them on the plotted on a keel of a chalon. He put the picture of the keel on the wall. And on the chalon. Chaver the Quran is with who show? Vayim karon arekevet lo sholto is kane ha-shemesh? V'mar ala not b'meshech ha-nesiyah מתמונת קיר יפה. What's wrong with looking at a nice picture? While I'm in the coach, we're going to be up. I don't want us to do the... Puts a curtain on the window because the sun's shining in. They don't understand, right? And he puts a picture he puts a nice picture on the wall because he wants to look at a nice picture while he's travelling in the coach, right? Am I learning right, Aaron?
Sounds like it's putting, I mean, I don't understand it also, but it sounds like it's putting a picture of a wall.
Yeah.
Like a
picture. Like,
a picture
of a wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It sounds like a wall, like a curtain, just putting it over the window.
Which stops the sun coming in, and also you have a nice picture of a wall, or the window, or whatever. Weiß nicht. Okay. Okay, at least get the answer. We don't say the question. Let's try and understand the answer. Kol echad mevin shenasiya shal kama sha'ot lo megir im vilon v'tvenat kir. Now, tvenat kir is a wall picture. Yeah, I just understood that. Tvenat kir is that thing hanging on the wall. It's a nice beautiful picture that you hang on the wall. And a curtain. You put a curtain over the window so the sun doesn't come in. Oh, that's what he did. He came in and he hung up a curtain over the window because the sun's shining. And he put a nice picture up on the wall, a picture of the Mona Lisa or whatever he stuck on the wall. Yeah, nice Van Gogh. He stuck a nice Van Gogh onto the picture of the Kaisel or of Reb Chaim he stuck on the wall. Yeah? Oh. So what's wrong with that? So the answer is, everyone understands that for a small journey, a few hour journey, you don't come with a curtain and a picture, right? You put that in your house, you don't put that in the bus. Okay. This is in bold print. If you weigh up the amount of time we have in this world, eternal life, the time that we have here is much, much less than a 5-hour journey in the Rekevet. A 5-hour journey on the Rekevet in relation to our whole lives, yeah, is much greater than our 120 years, yeah, klapa eternity. Right? This is a very short journey that we're on. As imata ma'adif liot oshir o chocham. What would you rather be, rich or wise? When you leave this world, you want to be rich or wise? Want to be rich while I'm here and wise when I leave, eh?
This one's getting a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable, this one. But it's very practical and a lot of good advice, yeah. A little bit of us. Remember, we're learning Kinyon Atoria. This is one of the ways that you acquire Torah. As Lama Atoria, Vachre Akes, it's because of Kanos. Why do you go after this? Why do you run after money with so much fanaticism? Alava, that's what I was doing. Alava? This is literally a Draga. But I was running after money with so much vigor. I wish I had the energy. I wish I had the relief. I look at these guys in New York. I'm jealous of them, man. These guys are driven, they're hungry. Me running off the money, you're out of your mind. Running off the money, who's got time? Who's got kefes to run off to anything? This is a madrega already running off the kefes. Anyway, you know how people are running off the kefes with such vigor and fanaticism? Mishum sha kefes harbe yote mukhshi. That's so real. It's much more real to acquire money than wisdom. Acquiring wisdom, you know, you spent the whole day learning and your mom has cracked the thesis, you don't understand thesis, you go home, yeah, so what did you do today? And then you understood one thesis out of a few million. And how much wiser are you? How much more do you understand? How much more ruchnistic are you? What are you, you know, you managed to concentrate for the first 3 brokers from yesterday once this month, you know, so that's called godless. You got $5,000 in your pocket, ah, you feel it, right? That's real. Haderech Hasheshesra Ma'anika Lanu Kli Nosef. The 16th of the 48 ways gives you a new tool. Kachet Oisa Motivatia Shemaneo Otcha Lahagdil Es Ruchushcha. Take that motivation that drives you, yeah, to pay off your debts and to acquire more possessions. Vashlachota Al Tzadam Ha'erchi Shelachayim Ruchnes. Use those tools and that motivation and that headspace that you use for business, use that for your life, for your ruchness. V'az tizkeh lagir lahasigim kvirim v'atsumim b'toyri yishamayim. If you run yourself like a business, you'll start gaining and acquiring much greater and powerful concepts of toyri yishamayim. Ima eisek shulcha shoveh zeh az ein sofek shata ba'am You are a limited corporation. Ba'amya is what? It's like a PTY limited. It's like a whatever. You have at the end of the company's name, you know, General Electric Ba'am. PTY limited or limited or Inc. or Corp. Whatever the different, whatever the lawyers are making money out of this week. Ashavet ze lo pachot. I mean, if your business is worth $1 million, so then you must be worth at least $1 million, right? I mean, you're much more choshev than your business, no? Na'ag ba'atzmacha ki'ula ta'eseg gadol. Run yourself. This is a good time to doze off. You don't want to hear this. Run yourself like you're a big business, yeah? Don't look at yourself as a little guy. Look at yourself as General Motors or somebody that's making money, whatever. Chevrat chashmal. בדוק איך אתה מתמץ להרוויח כמה שקלים ורדף אחר חוכמה בויס הדרך. Have a look at yourself how you run after a few hundred dollars. Right? How much you משקיע, whatever, in energy, in time, in thought, whatever, to make $100. Don't stop doing that. No one suggests you should stop making your shtalas for panosa. But apply that to the redifa of the chokhmah in the same way. Go after your chokhmah in the same way. למד לשים את העקרונות העסקיים בחייך האישים. Learn how to apply the principles of business into your personal life. כי אתה הוא הרי עסק עסקים, because you are a very, very important special business. The thinkers always used to say, what's good business? What's the most basic business principle that is in the world? If you'd have to go back to the principle of principles that all the principles of business stand on, what is it? Buy cheap, sell expensive. That's it. That's the most basic. You go to the MBA, they're not going to teach you much more than that. I'll tell you how to do it, but the basic clue in business, buy cheap, sell expensive. That's it, nachon? You're in the service industry, but still, my time's worth so much, I'll sell it for so much more. That's what it is. So if Pinkus used to say, let's apply that to ruchnias. Buy ruchnias. The example he once gave was a Moedika example. You live in an apartment block, right? So there's a stairwell. In the stairwell there's a little glow, there's a light. So people coming up when it's dark can see where they're going, right? One day the globe fuses. I mean, how much does a globe cost? Today they're quite expensive, yeah, because they're supposed to last longer. I bought one on Erev Shabbos, lasted exactly 15 minutes and died. Yeah. But at least it didn't cost me so much electricity while it did work, you know. 25 shekels for a globe, but it dies in 5 minutes, you know. Pathetic. Anyway, so how much does a globe cost? 2.50 shekels, yeah? It costs $1. So you go, you buy a globe, and you stick a globe into the stairwell, into the thing there, right? Yeah, you know how many mitzvahs you get? Every time somebody walks up that stairwell, hundreds of people going up and down the stairwell all day, you get a volume of chesed. That's an enormous chesed, allowing people to see where they're going up the stairs. Look, how much did you pay for that? 2 shekels in 5 minutes, right? How much are you going to get paid for that in Olam Haba? Millions. It's not a good business. Gevaldike business. Yeah? No, that's not good business. It's brilliant business. It's a fantastic business, that. So now, if you look at your mitzvahs and your chesed as a business, hey, you're more likely to want to do it. You just think, wow, one little globe, you know, hey, we're going to change the globe, someone else will do it. Someone else is going to make $1 million, yeah, you might, I'm making $1 million. You run off the mitzvah slightly differently, yeah? It's all simple. Change your head. So click into business mode. It's a very powerful tool, this. Very powerful tool. Here we've got a few more minutes. על מנת לעמוד בתחרות בשוק החופשי, חייב כל עסק ליפול באילות מקסימלית. In order to survive and compete in the open market, in the business world, you have to function to the maximum potential that you have, right? You've got to, people have analysts come in and tell you how to run your business in the most productive way. דמיון הפועל שנחוצים לו 10 שלבי פעולה lahavrachat borek. You have a factory, and there's a 10-step process that you need in order to make a screw. Imagine if the guy is out there, he's making screws, or he's making a certain product, and it takes him 10 steps of the process to make it, and he could be doing it in 2. Yeah, guys are idiots, right? Why are you taking so long to make screws? You can do it in a tenth of the time. Hakefel zois b'chamesh mod bragim b'yom u'b'elef ovdim ha'izef sedot sub. The guy's making 1 million screws a day. Think of the loss. Yeah, he's taking 8 times longer to make a borek than the factory down the road. Who's going to make more money? Yeah? Time's money. Business is business. As manu chal yomoyed mizeh alachay. So what can you learn from this? Kishakamta hayom baboker, maya dova rishon shasita. What's the first thing you did this morning when you woke up? Where are my shoes? I'm sure I left them here. Where are my car keys? Oi, where did I put my phone? You spent half an hour in the morning running around looking for the things that you actually knew they were lost, aren't you? Just missed them there. Or standing at the closet deciding which white shirt to wear. Lo ashkata bechipus yote midayz man v'chamesh takot avo ba'ise godol acheshbon hu acher. Well, really, all I did was, what's the big deal? I wasted 5 minutes looking for my shoes today. What's the big deal? Let's have a look. 5 minutes every morning to find your shoes. Everything else is that you waste time in the morning doing, right? 365 days a year. 120 hours. 120 years. So at the end of the day, when you've got to give din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much of your business was dedicated to looking for shoes? The problem is never to find your shoes. The problem is always to find the other one. When my kids were young, they thought their shoes were called the other one. And it worked out. The one day my kid was looking for the other one. I know what he was talking about. He was looking for his shoes. Because every morning, we're always looking for the other one. I've got the one shoe. Where's the other one? Where did you find that one? Over there. Well, the other one should be next to it. No? No, well, I know where the other one is. Spent half the morning talking about the other one. Ever happened in your house, Yerachman? Just in my house, eh? I mean, if you can put one shoe next to your bed, why can't you put the second one? No? How much do you get paid for looking for shoes? So why do you spend your time doing this? It's crazy. My pitaron. So what's the solution? If this is a business, right? Hayit potech tikiya chadasha v'shoyim mebo kol ma shenichnas tachat hakoteret nalayim. Gam bebayit tuch lasoid mashu doime. V'cha mokum kuvu elanir poesa nalayim bidayo. What would you do in your business? You have a business, right? So your business, you have files, right? So do you know where your files are? Where's the file of the bank statements? Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it was there yesterday. The bank man is on the phone. He wants to. He spent 15 minutes looking for the file. No, everything's got its place. Yeah, the motor mechanic, he's got that thing on the wall, and it's got a little painting outline, and it's where the spanner goes, and it's where the screwdriver goes, and everything's got its place. Why? He can't afford to spend 5 minutes looking for his drill. You're on a job. You're getting paid by the hour. You can wait 10 minutes looking for a screwdriver. You're mad. You come with your toolbox. Everything's in place. What are you smiling about? Everything's in place. You come to Sudah. Nachon? So decide, where are you going to keep your shoes? Where are you going to hang your keys? Where are you going to keep your phone? Where are you going to... No? Have a look at your day and see, where can I save time? There's two things in business. We'll stop here, but there's two basic things in business. The one is time, and the one is productivity. Time is money, and how can I produce more with less energy expenditure? Use it, apply that to your life. And don't waste time on too many staff meetings. I'll tell you another thing that's important in business, okay? I've been working on this a lot lately. Is I'll give you a big prize here. This is a fat present. It's not my chiddush.